The palace room, where everyone's faces had been so worried a moment ago, was now empty. Dora was playing with her little sister, Cherry. Cherry loved the royal costumes. Every day she wore her little crown, dressed in her fanciest clothes and touched things with the scepter in her hand, because she looked up to her mother, Hadelf. Dora, on the other hand, was terribly bored with all things royal. She had had serious discussions with her parents about becoming a spy, but her father, King Halrod, who was sure that the royal seat would be filled anyway because she had many siblings, persuaded the mother queen and in a way set Dora free. Cherry would play with the ball of wool in front of her, scattering it, and each time Dora would pick it up, roll it into a ball and throw it back in front of her. In Kittelfdora, only the royal family, members of the council and some of the agents had the power of telepathy. Dora had tried to test whether she had this ability when she was a child. She tried to read the minds of her teachers at Kittelfdora School and searched Mrs. Kittenmeier's mind for the answer to the maths quiz she was having trouble with. Unfortunately, she failed and never tried again. There was still no word from Callie. Obviously, he hadn't returned from Earth yet, but at the same time she had been thinking about him a lot lately.
I wish I had the gift,
she thought, and she looked at Cherry. Cherry was asleep on the floor. She had a big smile on her face. Dora suddenly found herself inside Cherry's brain. It was a huge city in the shape of a baby bottle. Houses, trees, birds, everything was in the shape of a baby bottle and they all had milk in them. They were all standing in front of Cherry shouting,
"Drink me, drink me, drink me, drink me."
Dora shook her head and looked around. She tried to understand what was happening. She was frightened by the giant bottle shapes shouting,
"Drink me."
But soon the look of terror on her face changed to a smile.
"I did it."
Maybe, her teacher at school just wasn't thinking anything at that specific moment?
That's why I couldn't read her mind.
Dora closed her eyes at once. This time she tried to reach Callie's brain. Suddenly she found herself in a gray tunnel. At the end of the tunnel was a picture. The tunnel carried her quickly to the picture as if she were in a vehicle. As she approached the image, she could not make sense of it. Then she reached where the picture was and stopped right in front of it. It was a cat's bottom. Dora shook her head again and opened her eyes.
Maybe I was wrong. I failed. I probably don't have the gift,
she said. She looked at Cherry with blank eyes. Cherry moved her mouth as if sucking something in her sleep. Callie and Sambla were trying to push Kremlet's butt, but it wasn't working. Kremlet was stuck in the hole.
When did you put on so much weight?
Not at all. The hole was small,
Kremlet said. Callie and Sambla looked at each other one last time and tried to push again, this time harder than before, but it did not work. Callie and Sambla looked at each other sweating, obviously tired.
Take a deep breath and suck in your stomach,
Callie said. Kremlin took a deep breath until his big belly disappeared. Callie took a few steps back, then ran forward and threw a shoulder into Kremlin's ass. Kremlet was saved by the hole in the wall. Callie and Sambla ran through the wall where he had just been trapped.
You saved my life, but I don't know you.
I'm Callie.
I've been trapped in this hole for 2 days. If you hadn't come, I'd be lost.
He's one of us, you can trust him,
Sambla said. Kremlet licked and straightened his hair, which had shifted from side to side.
So tell me, what have you found out?
Kremlet realized he had to get back to work. He had been embarrassed enough. Perhaps if he could tell them what he had found, he could at least restore his reputation with Sambla and prevent them from telling the council what had happened, in short, his humiliation.
I've been researching the portal's settings, and my sources have led me to a cat called Artemis.
Artemis?
Sambla repeated thoughtfully. In Greek mythology, cats were associated with the Greek goddess.
They say she was the leader of the rebel movement. That she brought the excommunicados into the rebel movement. But nobody knows where she is, where she lives. In the cat disco I found out that she was going to a meeting in the port and I set off to go there. I came across this wall and you know the rest.
Sambla thought about what he had just heard.
Callie, you go back to Kittelfdora. Find Trivus and tell him that we have found Kremlet. But don't tell him what you've just heard. They can't know yet.
But what about the girls?
A week in Kittelfdora is 12 hours here. so you'll be back in the morning. It is also normal for cats to run away from home at first. Humans think that they haven't got used to the house yet and that it will take time. Moreover, they get so happy when you return that they spoil you very much. So you are lucky again.
Sambla gave him a glowing compass. The gate of the portal on Earth was constantly changing its location. This special compass showed the exact location of the portal's new gate every evening. Kali walked around the city in the dark, following the compass until he came to a park. Usually, when a cat approached the portal, it would begin to glow with a blue light. Kali put his arm and then his whole body through the portal and in 1 second he was back in Kittelfdora. The first thing he did was touch his ears. He smiled with joy when he felt his elf ears once again. He was home now. That meant he could see Dora.